I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, May 31st. A house fire in Quincy last night is under investigation. Flames broke out in the single-family house at 37 Bloomfield Street in Squantum. Just before 10:30 last night, all the occupants of the home escaped safely, and there were no injuries reported. Firefighters were on scene for about 2 hours. The cause of the fire and the extent of damage are still unclear. According to city records, the bungalow was built in 1932 and is owned by Dirk and Carol Christensen. The home is valued at $595,000. A Boston firefighters battled a six-alarm blaze inside the Suffolk Downs grandstand that broke out late last night. Flames broke out around 10 p.m. in the roof area of the grandstand, which is in the simulcasting area of the racetrack. All companies were ordered off the roof shortly after 11:15 as firefighters began using multiple ladders to put out the fire from above. Suffolk Downs was a former horse racing track in East Boston, but the building is still being used for simulcasting. According to a tweet, Suffolk Downs was open for simulcasting yesterday. Suffolk Downs closed at about 6:30 last night. It's unclear what caused the fire. Quincy firefighters provided coverage for Boston stations. At least 8 cars were broken into while parked at a Quincy apartment complex overnight. Police say the vehicles were entered in the parking lot of the Quarry Hills complex on Rashudi Drive in West Quincy. The reports started coming in at about 2:30 this morning. Police say all the cars that were broken into were not locked. Items, including cash and credit cards, were stolen from the vehicles. There are currently no suspects. The Marina Bay Ferry will return to service beginning today. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch announcing that the city of Quincy will once again partner with the town of Winthrop to provide ferry service from Quincy to Winthrop and Boston. Ferry service will include water transportation to and from Squantum Point Park at Marina Bay, the town of Winthrop, the Boston Seaport, and the New England Aquarium on Winthrop's 74-passenger Valkyrie Ferry. The newly designed website, mbferry.com, provides details on how to buy tickets, schedule times, and dates, as well as suggested destinations and tourist sites at each destination. Quincy City Council Finance Committee recently approved the proposed $34.57 million budget for the police department for the upcoming fiscal year. Will allow for the addition of new patrol officers and dispatchers. The mayor proposed the budget for the department for fiscal year 2023, which starts on July 1st. The increase is about $1.35 million. The new spending plan would also increase the number budgeted patrol officers within the department from 175 to 180. Doing so will make it easier for the department to maintain a complement of 175 patrol officers as members of the department retire and new recruits are hired. Among the officers who will be retiring in the upcoming year, Quincy Police Chief Paul Keenan, who will age out, and Captain John Dugan, who the chief says will retire in July. Keenan said a number of officers who've recently retired have cited the state's police reform law as a reason for doing so, but he says the department's still seeing a healthy number of applicants. The budget also includes funding to hire additional dispatchers. A new report warns swimmers that water quality at Boston area beaches, including Wollaston, reached a 6-year low last year, dropping 7 points from 2020. Save the Harbor, Save the Bay rated the region's overall water quality safety at 86%, far below the average rating for all beaches over the past 6 years, which was 92%. The rating is determined by the amount of bacteria in a sample. The decrease in water quality was due to an increase in rainfall last year. In 2020, 19 storms delivered half an inch of rain, while 12 storms poured down over an inch of rain. Still, the report said people shouldn't judge water quality based on year-to-year ratings. Instead, Save the Harbor, Save the Bay relies on multi-year averages for evaluating overall water quality. The Boston Harbor region beaches include 15 beaches spanning from Nahant to Nantasket, and they're tested between late May and Labor Day. Water quality at Wollaston Beach decreased from 85 to 82% from 2020 to 2021. Officials are still searching for a teenager charged with murdering another teen in Quincy. Norfolk County DA's office says a grand jury issued indictments for 18-year-old Javon Harris, who was arrested in late February, and Kenyle Diaz Romero, who is believed to be outside of Massachusetts. Both Harris and Diaz Romero were indicted on charges of murder, larceny from a person, possession of a counterfeit bill, uttering a counterfeit bill, and conspiracy to commit larceny. Harris was also indicted on a charge of misleading police, and Diaz Romero is indicted on a charge of unlawfully carrying a firearm. They were both indicted for the murder of 17-year-old Nathan Paul of Quincy on February the 22nd. Harris has pleaded not guilty to the charges and is being held without bail. Dozens of teenagers were clamoring to record fights that broke out on Carson Beach toward the end of Memorial Day. Multiple small fights broke out at the Boston Beach yesterday, prompting state police troopers to move in and break them up. No serious injuries were reported on Carson Beach, and police didn't make any arrests. State police had prepared for possible problems at Carson Beach after five people, including two juveniles, were arrested there the weekend before on charges of disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and possession of fireworks. Large groups of juveniles roamed Carson Beach, the parking lot, and Day Boulevard last night, temporarily stopping traffic during some of the commotion. Check of business news. Stocks opened the day in positive territory. The Dow up 575. NASDAQ rising 390 and the S&P adding 100. World shares mixed. The dollar rose, the euro fell, oil at $119 a barrel. Sports, of course, Celtics beat the Heat 100-96. Move on to the NBA Finals at Golden State Thursday night at 9 p.m. And the Orioles blank the Red Sox 10-0. Boston will host Cincinnati 7:10 tonight. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, partly cloudy. High of 76, but temperatures dropping throughout the day. Cloudy tonight, low 54. Tomorrow, chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 63. Cloudy Thursday, high 70, and some drizzle on Friday, the high of 69. For the boater, waves a couple of feet. The wind out of the north right now, turning easterly, gusting to 20 knots, waves at 2 feet. High tide right after 1 p.m. Sunrise at 5:10, set at 8:13. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, May 31st.